This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House Intelligence Committee heard testimony Saturday from Mark Sandy, an Office of Management and Budget official, in the impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California said Sandy's testimony related to a hold that the administration placed on millions of dollars of aid to Ukraine.
I'm not going to go into what he testified to, but this investigation is most importantly about $391 million in taxpayer dollars that was leveraged to ask the Ukrainians to investigate the president's political opponent.
Republican Congressman Mark Meadows said Sandy did not help the Democrats' case.
That the assumptions that Democrats have made and certainly the allegations that they have made have not been supported by the witnesses' testimony here today.
The committee later released transcripts of testimony from two additional White House aides, former National Security Council official Tim Morrison and Jennifer Williams, an aide to Vice President Mike Pence. Morrison confirmed acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine William Taylor's testimony, and Williams, who was on a July 25th call between Trump and Ukraine's president, said Trump's insistence that Ukraine carry out politically sensitive investigations struck her as unusual and inappropriate. Fires blazed on the doorstep of Hong Kong Polytechnic University's entrance into the early hours of Sunday as protesters hurled gasoline bombs and police fired volleys of tear gas. Thousands of students and activists have blocked the entrances to five universities in the city. They have stockpiled gasoline bombs, catapults, bows and arrows, and other weapons. Hours earlier, squads of Chinese Army soldiers helped to clear debris that had blocked some key roads in the city for days. For more, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Scuffles between Paris police and activists marred the anniversary of the birth of the Yellow Vest movement against government policies seen as favoring the rich in Paris on Saturday. Lisa Bryant reports.
Demonstrators smashed store windows and bus stops in Paris, setting bonfires in some streets. Police and firemen responded with tear gas and water hoses. At least one of the demonstrations was canceled because of the violence. Paris has been mostly calm in recent weeks, but not Saturday. Some yellow vests and young thugs known as Black Blocs were back on the streets as the protest movement for greater economic justice marks its first year. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Drivers and protesters blocked traffic in Tehran Saturday after President Hassan Rouhani's government imposed gasoline rationing and price hikes. Edward Uranian has more.
Dozens of protesters in the capital of Iran's Azerbaijan province, Tabriz, clashed with government security forces Saturday, pelting them with stones on a major highway through the city. Amateur video showed traffic stopped as police charged protesters in an attempt to chase them off the roadway. Protesters also blocked traffic using cars and buses in the capital, Tehran, amid an unseasonal snowstorm. Protests were reported Saturday in dozens of Iranian towns and cities for the second straight day following a government decision to raise fuel prices. A number of people reportedly were killed or wounded, but reports were conflicting over the exact casualty count. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Iraqi officials say protesters pushed closer to the Green Zone in Baghdad after security forces pulled back following violent altercations. AP's Sarah Bassett has details.
Hundreds of protesters have taken control of part of a major bridge in central Baghdad, leading to the Green Zone, building barriers and shelters on it. Security forces are still deployed on part of the bridge in order to block the demonstrators. It is now the second bridge under their control. Protesters have taken to the streets in the tens of thousands, outraged by widespread corruption, lack of job opportunities, and poor basic services despite the country's oil wealth. At least 320 people have been killed and thousands have been wounded since the unrest began on October 1st. I'm Sarah Bassett.
And Venice will face another exceptional high tide Sunday after its worst flooding in 50 years. Caused more than $1 billion worth of damage and submerged St. Mark's Square under more than a meter of water. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.